Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, apparently we have to have another debate, but before we get to that, this is a story we're going to talk about for a second. And then we're just not going to mention it. And then we're just going to let it go.
That's how you're trying to do this?
We're just going to let it go. We have to.
Okay.
The New York Mets announced that after throwing in the outfield tonight, Jacob DeGrom felt tightness in his right shoulder.
Yeah.
And he might not be able to make his scheduled start tomorrow. Surprise, surprise.
Well, as long as it's only for tomorrow. Obviously, we anxiously await any further developments, updates, and diagnoses in the process. But for you, I'm sure you have a lump in the throat. Maybe you had to down an extra cheeseburger or an extra gulp of a chocolate milkshake. I don't know. But I was feeling for you when I saw this headline, which is why I immediately had to send it to you.
As soon as I saw it, I got to say, when I see headlines like this now, the amount of time that I am depressed, it's like a half-life. Like, when if you first see the headline, hey, DeGrom, shoulder soreness, elbow tightness, he's got, oh, and then I'm depressed for a while. Now it's like I'm depressed for like a second because I'm like, of course it is.
Because the guy can't stay healthy. Of course it is. Of course he has shoulder tightness. Of course he has something. Something is happening because the guy just can't stay healthy. Of course he has it. And you know that it's going to wind up being tightness that he can't pitch tomorrow. He's not going to pitch opening week. We're going to take time. He's going to start the season on the injured list. Then who knows when he's going to pitch. And then somehow Max Scherzer is going to demand a trade. He doesn't want to be in New York anymore. And it's never going to get off the ground. I fully expect this now. I fully expect this now.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
They suck.
It's not your fault. Unless it is. I mean, I don't know. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. Look, you got 162 games. Just hopefully he's there by July. Because then the Knicks will be, you know, long a distant memory. It'll still be a month before the Jets. And he'll come back. It'll be back for you. And it'll be okay. Well, you might hear that too. I'm trying to cheer you up, but I mean, I can't help. I mean, I don't wish ill on him. I just can only imagine your response at seeing one of the two players on your roster that you have any hope for. And one of them's injured before we even get to opening day. I haven't heard that in a while. You know, there's going to be a big tribute. Work of Paul Simon. An all-star cast that'll be taped for television.
Just give me a second. Reevaluated Friday after feeling tightness shoulder and breathe it out. Breathe all the toxins out.
It's broke.
Breathe in good feelings. Breathe in good cheer. Breathe toxins out.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
The Mets suck.
Take that for data.
I'm a little bit better now. Just needed that minute. Because, of course, the Mets can't have nice things. Just can't have them.
It's okay. It's not even opening day. Calm down.
Can't happen.
Look, we might have an update tomorrow that changes everything. But for now, it's precautionary.
DeGrom out months. Mets see no end in sight for Ace's struggles. No. It's okay. Okay. Move on. Deep breath and move on. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. You know, maybe I do need to meditate or do something, some kind of – yoga's too difficult, and I can't get my body in those positions.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be bendy there. You just get yourself, you know, sit cross-legged and stare into the abyss.
Okay, what do you think I've been doing for the last, like, 30 seconds?
You like the way I said – it wasn't a positivity thing. It was the abyss. Staring off into the ocean, trying to find peace, tranquility, and – well, some positivity. You'll always have 1986.
Yeah. All right. So while that is happening, we'll always have 1986. That's 30 years ago. Tonight, the game of the night in the NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 120-119. The Nets had a 5-point lead late. The Bucks force overtime. Giannis forces overtime with a big shot, and Kevin Durant's shot comes up short at the buzzer in OT. So the Bucks escape this one in Brooklyn 120-119. Kyrie Irving played the whole game. Kevin Durant played the whole game, and unfortunately for the Nets, Giannis played the whole game. 44, 14 boards, and 6 assists for Giannis tonight. All right, now I know we haven't talked about him because it's been other flavors of the month, right? Ja Morant was on a path to winning the MVP. I told you it was happening, but he got hurt. Now he's not going to be back. It's going to be very difficult, especially now you're seeing Memphis continue to win without him.
They're 18-2 without him. I mean,
right. It's bad news for him winning the MVP. It's great news for, hey, wait a minute, Memphis could be a new Western Conference power because if they're good without Ja Morant. So bad news for the MVP, good news there. Is it good news for Joel Embiid? Not really. The Sixers probably aren't going to finish in the top two, and with the way they have played, Harden has come. They've been 5-5 the last 10 games. They've not played great. You can crush Joel Embiid's chances. I know Nikola Jokic is starting to get a run here, but look, they're going to finish fifth. Okay, they're going to finish fifth in the Western Conference, and I laugh when someone says, but LeBron. we may have to default to, hey, you know who the MVP is? It's Giannis again. All right, he's second in the league in scoring now, and the Bucks are now just a half game out of first place, and they could wind up finishing in first place in the East. And look, if you're looking at someone who, from beginning to end, because that's what you need in the NBA, right? You can't win MVP by playing a couple of months. You can't play great in November, December, January, disappear, and then come back. You can't just play well in March and April win the MVP. You have to be someone that does it all year. You can't have a lapse in your play. You can't be injured. It's too difficult to happen. Giannis is your guy. If I had to put odds right now on who I think is going to win the MVP, I know it changes. Giannis kind of is the guy, because what is he doing? He's going to have him at the top. He's having a season just like he had during his MVP years. He's just as dominant. And I'm sorry, but I don't know that you can find somebody else that's affecting his team as positively as he is, right? He's second in the league in scoring. He's fifth in the league in rebounding. I mean, I don't know what else you want from the guy. Coming off a 50-point performance in Game 7 to win the NBA title last year, now you're seeing follow-up with this. Milwaukee is now peaking when they absolutely need to be, with a few games left before the playoffs. Now it's time to come back to Giannis as being your MVP. Steph Curry was that. No, Steph's been injured. He's not going to win it. It's kind of difficult to give it to anybody else. But right now, if you're saying beginning to end, who's healthy, who's there, who's got his team in the highest, achieving at the highest level, it's Giannis.
Yeah, it's the curiosity, right? Because they lingered in that fifth, sixth spot. And then, all right, now we're in the back turn, right? They come, they round for home if we're going to take it to a horse race, you know, the final furlong. And down the stretch they come. Suddenly Giannis just been absolutely beastly, and the Bucks have been fantastic. Tonight they win a game even after Middleton gets tossed for something. Every night it seems we have a phantom ejection. Yesterday it was Austin Rivers, tonight Middleton. But Jokic, as I'm looking at the odds, this is as of 48 hours ago, so obviously things changing and money flowing, as it were. You had Jokic ahead of Embiid, ahead of Giannis, ahead of Booker, who's starting to get some juice, which I think he should, right? Chris Paul missed enough time to where he showed he was a guy out amongst himself. And then you have Luka, who's, after a slow start, who's been otherworldly, right? He got in shape. I was trying to show the girls that the other day. We're watching basketball. It's like, oh, this guy's dominating, right? Because he had that huge first quarter against the Lakers. Like, yeah, He got into shape, and uh-oh, look out. And then you got Jason Tatum of the Celtics, who's been amazing as they pick things up after January 1st. So I guess you can go against him saying, all right, the first 2 months he didn't do a whole lot. Well, they're still near the top of the Eastern Conference as well. So a nice fight. And then you start building narratives, right? Because a win here would make Giannis all-time great Giannis, right? Isn't that how we do things? How many chips does he have? How many rings and how many MVPs does a guy have, right? That's how we start doing that sliding scale of greatness. So for folks voting on him, I fear he gets into the, well, is he really one of the greatest of all time? Because this player only had two, or this guy only won one. This is where we get into the nonsense. And for Jokic, the same thing. It's like, are we really going to give it to him back-to-back? And they're terrible narratives, but they're human and they're flawed, and they need to have arguments for their television, radio, or newspapers.
Well, look, and it's not like Nikola Jokic isn't having a great season. He is, but you gotta if you have players that are leading their team to a greater place in the standings, that's kind of what it is. I mean, meandering around sixth place, oh boy, what an MVP! I don't know about that. I mean, you kind of felt. I mean, it's like he came out of nowhere last year to suddenly be the favorite. Like no one said anything about Nikola Jokic. Suddenly overnight,
Jokic is the MVP. But he's only two games behind what Giannis and the Bucks are.
Okay.
And he doesn't have his second and third guys.
Yeah, okay. What's the tougher conference? The East is a much tougher conference, right? The West is a top-heavy conference. You got a couple of really good teams, and you got everybody else, right? The East is a much tougher conference. So if we said that for the Western Conference for so long, oh, but the West is so tough, the East should be playing, and they should be regulated to the division below.
I don't know that.
You got to say it. You got to say it for the East.
Just because – the Knicks. You have to give the East place.
Don't look at the Knicks. The Knicks have nothing to do with it. Just stop with the Knicks.
Well, no.
The Knicks have nothing to do with it.
Because the Knicks would be in ninth place in the West right now.
Yes, exactly. This is how loaded the East is, okay? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I'm glad you were pointing at the Knicks as a positive there. So I apologize for that. But I thought you were saying,
I really just thought I could get a cheap laugh from our audience worldwide.
I thought you were just saying, yeah, but the East has the Knicks. And I was going to come through the Comrex box here and choke you. But instead, you did a positive thing, so I'm okay with that, buddy.
No, that's okay. Right, you know what? If you could choke me out through the way of doing shows remotely, we would not only win some sort of award. I mean, that may be Marconi worthy. You want to talk about building an audience. Do you see this? He hated his co-host so much that he found a way through the electronics to choke him.
Twitter and how about a Fresca Mike and Swollen Dump. It really wasn't a Marvel way like Ant-Man goes through and he comes out the other side and chokes him. No, he actually found a way to do it, like his whole body going in, like while he was eating chocolate pie and he came in, the hand came out and started choking Mike Harmon. It was great.
That was next level stuff. As long as we got video or we can recreate it really well, we've got enough artists that follow the show, we can make that happen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
The Booger.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, joining us now on the hotline for all the biggest news in the National Football League, he is a longtime NFL insider. He's a selector for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is a friend of the show. It is Jason Cole, who is with us now.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
Because Stanford does not have a game in any sport right now, so Jason Cole is just happy enough to spend a few minutes with us to talk football.
What is going on with the staccato delivery by Jason Smith? Why are we doing this?
The computer overlords have won, J. Cole. It is now AI Jason Smith on the show.
Pretty soon he won't even need us to host shows. It's just, let's put an algorithm in that sounds like these guys, and there we are. We don't need to pay anybody. And now we just run the show, and that's how it's going to work.
Pretty much how it does now.
Yeah. So, it'll be like Wordle, except for sports talk radio. It's the algorithm, and the algorithm's got it.
I'm going to have to connect this somehow with Cowboy Bees and Jerry Jones before this is over. But, yes, I'll do that. Yes.
Somehow. All right. Very good. Very good. Yes.
The algorithm of the Cowboy Bees. Okay.
Yes. Listen, do you watch, like, Succession or Yellowstone, either of those shows? Do you watch those shows?
Yeah. I've watched Yellowstone and Succession, but the idea, yeah.
Okay. Thing with the Cowboys, what's going on now, this story with
the
woman wants
to be... It's the whole thing. Yeah. It's like a soap opera, yeah.
This is like year seven when they're like, we need a new character. Let's introduce a kid that nobody knew that the patriarch had.
Well, no, this is truly Dallas. It is.
Yes.
It, with Larry Hagman and a bit, you know, I mean...
Ken Kercheval.
What? Ken
Kercheval.
Ken Kercheval.
He was one of the actors on Dallas. He was Cliff Barnes.
Yes, I remember. He always had the cowboy hat. Yes.
All I can remember is Larry Hagman, because he was a genius.
Legend.
Well, you remember the Who Shot JR episode? It was like the biggest episode in the history of television.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. It kept suspense for like 8 months or something like that. It was fantastic. Yes.
So now we got something new going on, television show.
No, I can't ask this question. I mean, your show will end if I ask the question.
Okay, good. Don't do that. Keep us on the
air. We won't be doing that. Yeah,
we get algorithm Jason Cole then. You won't be on the show. It'll be algorithm Jason Cole.
Right. We're not doing anything about shooting and guns and anything else that has relation to those shapes. So, yeah, we'll stay away from that, yes. I'm waiting.
Yeah, okay. I was waiting to see who was picking that ball up and running with it. Ask the question about it there.
Stay away.
Well, now you didn't want to follow. Always it's I get to follow, and then you ask. Here I'm waiting on the follow, and it's
this is my show. I talk about what I want to talk about. Well, let's talk about.
That's what you do.
But I also want to stay. I do have certain boundaries. I'm willing to go to those certain boundaries. So when do you guys want to talk about the overtime rule? That's what I want to know.
No, listen, Mike Florio's not on the line with us, right? We don't need to talk about the overtime rule. We don't need to talk about the overtime rule. No. No, listen, hey, let's talk about the fact that, hey, Bruce Arians all by himself decided he wanted to retire and move to the front office of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not spurred on by anything else. He simply came to the decision that he didn't want to coach a Super Bowl team anymore now that Tom Brady was returning, and it was more important that he has, TJ, the succession plan in place like Brian Cox, TJ. And not Brian Cox, the linebacker who flipped everybody off.
Got to see the Wizard. Get some hearts.
By the way, I was at that game. DJ. I was at that game when Brian Cox did that. That was fantastic.
Did he do it to you? I bet he did it to you. That was to you.
Oh, he had his moments with me. We're at peace now. I like Brian, but we had our moments during that tenure where things were a little tense. Let's just put it that way.
Former teammate here at Fox Sports Radio. Anyway, keep going.
He's a great guy. He really is. He is a wonderful guy. And pretty much all of Buffalo deserves that. I have to say that.
So, wow. Look at you.
because I'm not going to Buffalo anytime soon. I can get away with saying that.
Tough run at the Anchor Bar sometime, huh? All right, then.
Well, maybe the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to trade you to the Buffalo News. Maybe you're going to wind up being there. They're going to trade you for, I don't know, whatever.
How long is this going on? This soliloquy that you're inventing about me going to the Buffalo News.
I'm going to get you traded to the Buffalo. I'm Tom Brady. I'm going to get you traded to the Buffalo News.
No, you're just going to get me to retire if that's if you're Tom Brady. I don't want to coach anymore. It was a power move. Now, I do have a question whether Brady pushed for this or whether ownership, like in having conversations with Brady, took the hint and did it on their own. I mean, but it's really, it's clear. Like, and it's like I talked to you guys about before. I mean, Brady was ticked off at the end of the last season about how things run, how things are sloppy and sideline. And some of that revolves around Todd Bowles because he's the one who called on all-out blitz and forgot to cover, like the best receiver in the league last year somehow, some way. But, they gave Bowles the job and, the tension between him and Arians goes away. Because Arians doesn't want to run the kind of offense that Brady likes to run, so I get it. And if Arians is that much of a holdup, yeah, the ownership was smart to say, look, let's move along and bring Brady back because you need to have the player. The player is far more important than the coach. We've proven that, right? So it all makes sense to me. I mean, look, Dan Marino moved out Don Shula. Now, what Dan Marino didn't, count on is that he was going to get Jimmy Johnson and they were going to hate each other. but I don't think that's going to happen to Brady and Bowles. So, look, if they don't get along, fix it and fix it so that you keep the player. I don't blame the Bucs at all for doing that.
Once again, we're going about Super Bowls. All right, so owners meetings and obviously one of the big things.
Well, I mean, look, if you're not coaching the Jets, you got a shot.
I hope Robert Saleh comes to your house and I don't know and takes alligators from the fairway beyond you, whatever you live in. He throws them into your backyard. You have to deal
whatever
with
it. Whatever he would do, it would be a bad call. So, don't worry, because here's the one thing that Robert Saleh has to deal with: the alligators and all sorts of snakes and boa constrictors, anything else that'll come out of the Florida swamps. The one thing that he cannot overcome is Woody Johnson and being a Jet. There's just like that combination. It's over. You just can't overcome that. You just can't deal with it.
He also would coach scheme over alligator because that's the kind of coach he is. He would coach the alligator. Individual just alligator's like, talent.
No, you
he would go scheme
you,
over alligator.
You go here. Yes. Like.
He would get the top two alligators. Yeah, he would get the top two alligators and then would say, hey, no, I want to make sure they're on a rotation with these other alligators who aren't as good. And then you would wind up escaping.
Well, then he would audible to cowboy bees because you have to bring in the cowboy bees over the top of the alligators. The alligators are a little bit slower and the cowboy bees come right over the top because you don't want anybody to jump right on over those alligators and, possibly miss them. That's why we fly in with cowboy bees right like that.
Okay, someone is just tuned into the...
But my cowboy bees tend to get a little bit out of control, if you know what I'm saying.
Someone has just tuned into this show for the first time in the last 90 seconds, and they're going, what the hell is this? What the hell have I stumbled upon? This is Fox Sports Radio?
I mean, to continue the analogy, you have the owners' meetings and a lot of complaining that the contract offered to Deshaun Watson is like a Burmese python and squeezing owners whose quarterbacks
It was only one owner who was really saying that. And that's the one who's negotiating with Lamar Jackson, realizing, he's pretty good, but he's getting worse really fast. And I don't know that I want to pay him that much money, but somehow I can fool his mom, since she's his agent, into thinking this is a great deal, but I get off the hook. Like, that all disappeared when the word guaranteed, full guaranteed, showed up in the Deshaun Watson contract. And Mama Jackson can come in and say, we want that kind of deal. And the Ravens are really, they're in a tough spot. Because, Lamar just hasn't gotten any better as a thrower. He just hasn't. He's not Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. And Lamar Jackson, they tried to make this work. I give him a lot of credit, but he has not improved as a thrower enough that you can depend on him and pay him that kind of money. You can go year to year with him. And if you want to, I'd be all in favor of franchise that guy year after year and pay as you go, but he's not going for that. And that's going to be a really big problem between him and the team and, Mama and big man Bisciotti. So, yeah, Bisciotti is, really queasy about that contract that was given to Deshaun Watson.
He is with us every week, whether we like it or not. It's Jason Cole.
Whether you like it or not, I'm the only thing you have to look forward to. Okay, wow. Let's just put this in perspective. I'm all you've got. All right, that's it. What else is done on this program?
You keep my name out of your mouth.
Name out your mouth.
All right. Let me ask this. So Bobby Wagner joins the Rams now. And the super team continues. How many teams realistically? Jason and I got into this a little bit earlier, Mr. Smith.
The super team thing.
How many teams could try to copycat this legitimately with the way we have a revolving door system for coaches and GMs?
You can do it because the cap is high enough that. And here's the thing: the minimum contracts that you have in the league right now are so low. 60% of your team makes $1 million+ a year, right? And the cap is going to be, 203 this coming year? I'm trying to remember what it is.
206, yeah.
Yeah, 206. Okay, so really, if 60% of your team is making the minimum, you're at about 40 to 50 on the minimum. So you can load up on these star players because of the way the cap is structured. Now, if the union was smart and that's a mouthful. they would change the minimum contract so that this would be less plausible. It doesn't mean that guys wouldn't get paid, but they wouldn't be able to move as easily as they're done. But the math works right now, and it's only going to get worse because the minimums are stuck here for the next through 2030 at really low levels. And so, yeah, you can do this. You can get away with it, and it doesn't really hurt your cap. And so, yeah, this is going to be the way that a lot of teams do business because they simply can. Now, does it really work? The Dolphins tried this back in the 90s, during Don Shula's, last year, his last hurrah. They loaded up on all these guys who were supposedly stars, and they overpaid them. The problem is it generally really actually doesn't work. So, For all the teams that are going to try, because the Rams just did it, I don't know that the success rate is going to be quite as high as what you saw with the Rams this year. But yeah, absolutely, 100%. The math works. The math works when your cap gets to 200, and by next year it's probably going to be 215 or 220 because it's going to jump again with pretty good numbers because of the TV deals. You're paying the bottom end of your roster, and I wouldn't say nothing, but a whole lot less than you're paying those top five or six guys that you're loading up on.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62.
It is Cowboy Bees 1997. That's what we're calling it. Hint, hint. Cowboy Bees 1997. What does that sound like? That's about a $3 million Twitter handle, isn't it?
That's about
his
right.
Book, of course, is Cowboy Bees, A Relentless Life. It is out right now. Get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books. It is there. Maybe your nickname is now the Beekeeper.
I voted Cowboy Bees into the Hall of Fame, by the way.
The Beekeeper.
I think your nickname is the Beekeeper. Jason Cole. Oh, that's the Beekeeper.
He's like a Batman villain now.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You'd be all sticky with honey, and that's your superpower. People can't run because you got them sticky with honey.
It's waxy and sticky.
Yes.
In there, too.
There you go. Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're measuring the
honeycomb,
cereal.
Great cereal, by the way, wasn't it? I loved honeycomb.
Remember they would always measure it and show you how big it was?
Would that be Honey Nut Cheerios? Would that be the closest thing to honeycomb, or is that not quite as sweet as honeycomb?
No, I don't think Honeycomb was a bit further down that road. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. But
This is the rabbit hole that we've done with Honeycomb.
You know, here's the funny thing is you're going to hang up and listen, and Steve DeSager is going to have some kind of Honeycomb or Honey Nut Cheerio stat to start his update on what's trending.
As well,
I'm going to send you some Honeycomb now.
Hey, Steve.
I guarantee it. All right. Thanks a bunch, J. Cole. Appreciate it, buddy.
Later.
See you, buddy.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based reps available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Wasn't Honeycomb they wanted to show you how big it was.
Yeah, Honeycomb, right. Big. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's not small. No. And they actually put like a piece of the cereal next to a ruler to show you it's like half an inch big. Which in retrospect, I'm going, all you're telling me is that, boy, if my kid bites this, he's going to choke on it. Why would I give this to him?
Never really thought about it that way. I do like the fact that he ended his opening little monologue and there was the pause and you had nothing to follow with. I was like, this is normally where you say something back at him, and now it's like I'm counting it out like I'm a referee at the free throw line. One, two.
I was doing a T-shirt thing. Just when you think you know what you're getting, I'm going to give you something else. I'm kind of borrowing from Alex T-shirt. Oh, right,
nice
there.
Job.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it works.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
This time, it counts.
We got some big stuff in the NBA coming up in a couple minutes, but let me just say this. You want to see the end of someone's career, I present to you Antonio Brown. Because after what he said today, really his NFL career is over, okay? He talks to TMZ, and he's concerned why no one is signing him. You quit in the middle of a game on a team that had Tom Brady on it. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's that. That's really going to stop teams from signing you. But this is the real best part of it, is that he wants to be signed. However, he does need ankle surgery. You think, okay, he's going to get ankle surgery and then he's going to be ready to go. Oh, no. Listen to Antonio Brown say it's got to be the other way around.
I need to get my ankle fixed, but I just want to make sure, you know, I got to really – obligation or commitment from a team. You know, it's a lot for a guy to go through surgery without an idea where you're going to work or who you're going to work for.
So he'll get surgery, but only if a team promises or that will sign him. Then he'll get surgery and come back to play. I present to you the end of Antonio Brown's career. Oh, yeah, we're going to give you a lot of money and then you're going to have surgery. We're not going to know when you're going to come back. Oh, my goodness. I mean, really, of all the things he's done, this is going to be the one thing that keeps him out of the NFL. I'm not having surgery. Why? Well, I won't until a team signs me. Team's not going to sign you until you prove that you're healthy. Well, we're at an impasse. Well, that impasse is you're not going to play anymore. You're done. You're done playing. And now he's just going to be, you know, he's going to be the, quote, the ex-athlete who gives you a quirky headline once in a while. That's what he's going to be now. Every few months, we're going to get, hey, here's a crazy story involving former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown. And who knows what it's going to be. I mean, you see what it's been with him the last few years. He's going to give a quirky headline a couple of times a year, and that's when we're going to talk about him. But really, he's not going to get surgery until a team signs him. Nobody signs a guy before he has surgery.
Well, not only that, he also acted as his own hype man, talking about how good he was and the comps to other guys that just got big contracts and became franchise changers, in theory. I was like, okay, again, they would like to know that you can run fully, and then you can get a big bag. In the interim, you walk down on a team, strolled through the end zone, all of that, off the field issues that had to be looked into and investigated time and again. Oh, and you still need ankle surgery. Meanwhile, there's wide receivers still. There's a laundry list of guys haven't signed yet. And not to mention the fact that we're talking about the draft and how many guys that could go in the first and second rounds that are wide receivers. Hell, Ohio State has 5 of them of their own. Obviously an exaggeration, but the point being, plenty of guys getting ready to come into the league and make an impact. They're not forking over double-digit millions so you have surgery, miss a bunch of time, and then potentially be a headache. Nope, see ya. We'll see you on Pros versus Joes once they bring Petros back for that.
No, we'll see you on the internet when, why is Antonio Brown trending? Let me look and see what he did. Let me look. That's what it's going to be.
I would like an alternative broadcast on the web with him. I'd watch it. I'd pay $1 a game for that.
Twitter, how about
it? Look at that guy. He can't hold my...
Mike and Swollen Dome, we got more from the NBA and more on the over-under win totals of the NFL. Which do we like? Which do we not like? That's next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.